Chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a sounding piece of brass or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophesying, and am acquainted with all the sacred secrets and all knowledge, and if I have all the faith so as to transplant mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my belongings to feed others, and if I hand over my body that I may boast, but do not have love, I am not profited at all. Love is long-suffering and kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag, does not get puffed up, does not behave indecently, does not look for its own interests, does not become provoked. It does not keep account of the injury. It does not rejoice over unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are gifts of prophesying, they will be done away with. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will be done away with. For we have partial knowledge, and we prophesy partially. But when that which is complete arrives, that which is partial will be done away with. When I was a babe, I used to speak as a babe, to think as a babe, to reason as a babe. But now that I have become a man, I have done away with the traits of a babe. For at present we see in hazy outline by means of a metal mirror, but then it will be face to face. At present I know partially, but then I shall know accurately, even as I am accurately known. Now, however, there remain faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love.